every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Oh, the business is going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to 7 days, brought to you in association with the country's fastest growing firm of accountants, Bishop Fleming. This week we have a specially extended 7 days as we look forward to the upcoming budget. But first, the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
It is now being predicted that the superfast broadband rollout will reach 95% of all homes and businesses in Cornwall. BT had previously stated that fibre broadband would be available to at least 80% of premises, but new innovations and efficiencies mean that it is upping its target. The Cornwall Apprenticeship Agency has been awarded £630,000 of funding from the UK Commission for Employment and Skills. It's hoped the money will help develop 650 new apprentice placements across Cornwall over the next 2 years. Agency manager Mark Beckett.
The basis of that funding, of that award really, is to create more apprenticeships in Cornwall. That's the bottom line. And what they're investing in is a new model of apprenticeships, something that's completely new to Cornwall. And it's going to be based around a number of skills brokers that are having their sort of effectively their salaries paid by that funding. Skills brokers that will work in various different employment sectors, including marine, construction, sort of medical, voluntary sector. There are 10 sectors in total, and in each of those, skills brokers will be responsible for liaising with employers and creating, you know, interest and raising the awareness of the opportunities that are there with apprenticeships.
Cornwall Council's Cabinet has recommended that the contract for the Strategic Partnership for Support Services should be awarded to BT. It says that under the terms of the contract, BT will deliver savings of nearly £18 million over a 10-year period. BT is also committed to creating 510 new jobs in Cornwall and to protect 181 existing jobs in Truro. England Rugby World Cup winner Josh Lucy has been appointed as acting CEO of the Cornish Pirates. Lucy, who now has a successful career in the city, will be working on a consultancy basis from April through to September and will review the club's on-field marketing and commercial performance, as well as assist in the search for a new CEO. And finally, the man behind Glastonbury Festival, Michael Eavis, has been confirmed as the latest speaker for the Cornwall Business Fair, which takes place during Cornwall Business Week on May the 15th.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So this is the 7 days budget special, looking at the UK budget next Wednesday, the 20th. George Osborne standing up in the House of Commons to direct for another year spending across the country. So we're looking at the issue as from the perspective of Cornwall. So we've been to speak to Robert Bailey at Bishop Fleming to ask him what sort of things he would like to see happen which would help business in Cornwall.
My view is we need more capital funding. If there was a recent survey which showed the spend on transport funding, transport projects alone, I think it was a figure that in the southeast the funding is £450 per head. Down here it's £150, and we all know the state of our roads and railways. Clearly, we have a huge need for capital investment. Such investment would help us break away from basically being grant dependent. We're living on subsidies to an extent, and it would be great if we could just get away from that and stand on our own 2 feet.
So that's the sort of infrastructure side of it. What about the sort of things that could happen on the individual businesses side?
I think the major part of that is just a bit of stability and reducing the red tape. This government introduced the Office of Tax Simplification 3 years ago, and the office has issued a number of reports, and they just haven't been implemented. We had their first major report suggested that the burden on businesses of pay-as-you-earn system is excessive, and it's also extremely complicated. It carries with it a massive legislation which has to be complied with to make certain that the rules aren't being twisted and there's no avoidance going on. And the Office of Tax Simplification suggested essentially abolishing national insurance and building it into the tax system proper. And the government have taken one small part of that report, which essentially means they've taken a bit that makes it easier for the government, for their own internal funding. It's nothing to do with helping businesses. In the meantime, we've now got real-time information starting in April, which is going to put a massive administrative burden on small businesses. And we've got this auto-enrolment of pensions, which again is going to be a burden for businesses. Businesses are constantly being lumbered with masses and masses of legislation to comply with. For every simplification process, we get bucketfuls of extra legislation to comply with. I think simplification, cutting down the red tape, and a bit of stability, not so many rule changes, would enable our local businessmen to go out there and actually start earning some money and not spending their entire time in their back office doing the government's job for them.
The other thing we've had in the past week or so, the Shadow Minister for Housing, Jack Dromey, in the Southwest, talking about how we need to see house building, as a driver for growth.
The main issue I think that house building suffer from is the is local government restrictions. We have local governments who tend to want their chunk of funding for local projects, and it's just eating into the house builders' profits. So we end up with sites being left dormant, waiting for the conditions to return. We could do those things being freed up, less restrictions on the builders. But I suppose the local government are also lacking funding, so they want their money from somewhere. Ultimately, it comes down to taking the brakes off, and we're constantly having this regime of cuts and cuts. We've got people all around saying we should have a budget for growth. And I think that's what we need. We need the brakes taking off. Let businesses go out there, earn some money, which will generate tax income, which will get us out of this problem.
I suppose we need to see people going back into the shops as well.
Yes, we do. But that's a confidence issue, isn't it? If the constant news is cuts, cuts, cuts and gloom, then who's going to spend the money? You're exactly right. We do need people to spend it, get that money circulating. But we need people to be confident that they're not about to lose their jobs, their houses aren't going to carry on falling in value, that money is free to spend and isn't needed for a rainy day.
Robert Bailey from Bishop Fleming there. Now, he was talking about the need for growth. Now, when Danny Alexander, Chief Secretary to the Treasury, came to Cornwall a few weeks ago, I asked him about growth and what part that would play in this budget.
When we set out very detailed proposals for supporting growth, whether it's the largest number of apprenticeships we've ever seen in the British economy, whether it's the massive programme of investment in infrastructure, significantly greater infrastructure spending over these years as a percentage of GDP than under our predecessors, £50 billion of guarantees for infrastructure programmes, deregulation, getting corporation tax down to one of the lowest levels in the G20. This is all about making the British economy more competitive, dealing with the problems that we've faced, not just in terms of the deficit and the problems in the public finances, but making our economy more competitive too.
So we'll be watching for growth and other things that will help Cornish businesses in the budget on Wednesday the 20th. And if you have any thoughts after watching that budget, do get in touch with Business Cornwall and perhaps we can get your thoughts across on the next 7 days podcast. And now with a look ahead to up-and-coming events, here's Nick Herrier.
The Cornwall Chamber of Commerce holds its monthly Big Breakfast networking meeting on Tuesday, March 19th at the Tregenna Castle Hotel in St Ives. Meanwhile, the following day, the Chancellor George Osborne will be presenting his budget statement. We'll have some local reaction to that in next week's 7 days. It's also the beginning of Clean Cornwall Week, where local businesses and community groups get together to make our local environment a tidier and cleaner one. To find out how you can get involved, go to cleancornwall.org. And finally, midnight on March the 17th is the deadline to get your entry into this year's Cornwall Business Awards. Go to cornwallbusinessawards.co.uk for full details and how to download an entry form.
And we'll be back again next week. Brought to you in partnership with Bishop Fleming, the UK's fastest growing accountancy firm.
7 days with Business Cornwall.